Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Merry post-Christmas, I guess we can call it that. Hope everybody had a good holiday, good Christmas vacation, good Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, all of those particular things that we represent during this time of the year. I appreciate everybody joining us again this week. Looking forward to a great call because this is the last call of the new year. So I'm extremely excited to get things kicked off and roll into the new year on a real big topic of health and wellness. And people got their New Year's resolution set. People want to just do some great things for 2018 goals. And we're right along with you. And so my goal for 2018 is to expand this platform. And we started doing that. We've put some things in place. Like I said, on January 2nd, which is the first call after the new year, we'll be going live on Facebook. So there'll be a announcement made sometime within the next week about that. And that is going to just expand the audience a little more and also be able to have people chime in and comment right then. I'll be able to answer more of the comments and just really open up a dialogue of different things. So I'm really excited about that and being able to just do what we do. And that's just do great things in the sense of helping people, not only from a physical perspective, but mental, spiritual, whatever it might be, because you have to be in tune with all three to have that quote-unquote balance. And one of the things that we are geared up to do this week is the detox that we have coming up on January the 5th. And so I have some of the great team members who are going to be heading up that detox and are part of that team, and I'm going to have them come on and speak for a little bit. And just talk to you a little bit about, you know, what to expect and kind of what we did. We just finished one, our group just finished one on December the 12th, I believe, and we started November the 11th. So we had the opportunity to go through Thanksgiving during a detox. And some people didn't really know how they were going to make it in the beginning, but after seeing some of the results they had up until the couple of weeks before, a couple of days before Thanksgiving, it really just was like, man, I can't mess this up, you know. And some people said, you know what, I'm going to try it. I'm going to eat what I want to eat. And they did, and they realized that they paid for it because their body was like, what is this? Or, you know, they got back on their horse. So that's the one great thing about it. But the detox works. And if you just have to stick to it, so it's discipline, you know, really it becomes discipline. But a lot of times we are where we are because of situations where we didn't discipline ourselves enough. And so, you know, with this, it's so great because once you start to see the results of how things play out and just really start feeling different, you know, you buy into it. But before I go into that, I want to just kind of start with digestive issues and digestive disorders, because that's where we tend to realize that we have issues. You know, when your digestion is off, you tend not to be able to have frequent bowel movements or healthy bowel movements. You tend to feel full. It's just fullness around you, fatigue, just a lot of different things that come from not being able to properly digest your food. And the foods that we need to digest our food, I mean, the enzymes and the way that our stomach and our gut needs to be set up to digest our food is a big deal. And so when we talk about digestion, most of the time we think of indigestion or acid reflux or GERD or, you know, issues like that that we feel are digestive issues. And with acid reflux or GERD, you know, if we go to the doctors because we have that particular issue, we find that they'll give us something to further stop us from producing stomach acid. And that is the wrong way to go. People who have acid reflux, it's not that you have too much acid. You have not enough acid. So it should be called lack of acid reflux. And what happens is the pH in your stomach should be about a 1. It should be very, very acidic. So anything that you put in your stomach should be broken down into these smallest vitamins, minerals, amino acids, so it can properly be absorbed and put into the bloodstream when it hits the small intestines. A lot of times that doesn't happen because we don't have the correct stomach acid. If we're drinking carbonated drinks with our meals, that means you'd be drinking sodas with your meals. You're neutralizing your stomach acid. So you could have eaten the best salad and Brussels sprouts and sweet potatoes and all of that for lunch, and you wash it down with a Diet Coke, you just simply neutralize your stomach acid, and you were not able to digest that food. If you drink alkaline drinks with your meals, alkaline waters, those alkaline drinks are very good during, except during meals, because that alkalinity raises the pH in the stomach. Also, we tend not to, if we've gotten to the point where we may have some high blood pressure or the doctor has us on a salt-restricted diet, the restriction of salt, and I'm talking about good Himalayan sea salt or good sea salt. I'm not talking about salt that's sodium that's added to processed meals or processed foods. I'm talking about salt that you add from a Himalayan standpoint or a sea salt or kelp, or any of the healthy salts. Salt is what's needed for the chief cells in your stomach to make stomach acid, for the proton pumps to work properly. And so if you're restricting salt, you're not allowing the stomach to stay healthy. You're not allowing the gut to stay healthy. Also, you can't move water around in your body when you don't have enough salt. That's one of the things that salt does, is move water around in your body. And anybody, and also it helps with dehydration. If you know of anybody who's ever gone to the hospital for heat stroke or for any particular reason and they can't eat, they put them on saline, which is salt water. And so that saline solution is what helps keep you alive when you can't have anything else. So if salt was that bad, everybody in the hospital right now should have high blood pressure. That's on IVs. But they don't. And some people tend to get better just being on that particular IV. It keeps you alive and it gives your body some vital minerals that you don't normally get through your diet. So salt is extremely important in your diet and helping with stomach acid. Also making sure you drink good, clean, filtered water and staying away from some of the toxic bottled waters that we have that actually do more harm than good to your stomach. So, you know, good, clean, filtered water, your vitamins, your minerals, whatever nutrients you have is vital to the healthy state of your gut. Also, if you don't have good digestion and you're taking vitamins, especially capsules, they don't often break down before they even get to the end of your cycle, meaning come out the other end. So you'll take a particular vitamin capsule or tablet, and a lot of times it's not even digested. And so you'll say, I've been taking that for years and really got no benefit from it. And part of the reason was maybe you weren't digesting it or you weren't absorbing it. And then part of what we do in the detox is making sure, and even after the detox is over, you should always, for a good period of time, stay on a digestive enzyme. And a good digestive enzyme is going to do two things. One is going to help break down the food in the stomach to its smallest properties, minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and help it to be able to be absorbed into the bloodstream or absorbed within the small intestines. And if there is no food in the gut, it's going to go through and it's going to start chewing up some of the fat content and some of the reserves that we have in our stomach and start to excrete those out. And so that's one of the things that a good digestive enzyme will do for you. And then once we get our digestion and from the stomach aspect good, then we need to get down to the small intestines. And within the small intestines, that's the first place digestion or absorption of nutrition happens. So people say you are what you eat. More or less like Dr. Wallach says, you are what you absorb. So you eat a pretty decent meal, but again, you wash it down with a carbonated drink, or you've gotten gluten in your system, meaning that you've eaten wheat, barley, rye, and oats. That's in the form of pasta, breads, cakes, different things that wheat is used for, oatmeal, oats are used for. And so you think that you had a good, heart-healthy breakfast because you had your oatmeal. And what you just did was you introduced gluten into the body. And 80% of Americans are gluten intolerant across the board. That's an average between all races, that 80% of us are gluten intolerant. And that's why you see aisles of gluten-free stuff now. You see more books and magazines on gluten-free eating or how to eat with celiac disease and these type of things, because the wheat and the way that wheat and things are raised due to global warming, due to of course, the change in temperatures due to different species of pests that come, that are introduced into the environment every day throughout the year, because of all the cross pollinization or hybridization of insects. So they're using pesticides on this wheat. They're using different types of fungicides, and they're treating it so that it's immune to the weather. And so this particular brand of wheat that's being grown today, we can't digest. And when you can't digest that wheat, it goes into the body, and those proteins, wheat proteins, don't break down. So once they get through the stomach, they start to tumble through the small intestines, these carbon chains. If you can imagine a ball and chain just tumbling through your small intestines, and you have villi, which are like tall weeds, if you will. And what they do is they catch the food particles that we are supposed to break down from the stomach, and those amino acids and vitamins and things, it pulls those down and puts them into the bloodstream. Well, when those villi are damaged, now we can't absorb the food that we just ate. And so we'll have whole pieces of food passing over through the small intestines into the large intestines. That's called leaky gut. We'll get things like ulcerative colitis or diverticulitis or Crohn's disease, celiac disease, which is kind of the grandmother of them all. And when you get to that point, what the medical system wants to do is they'll cut out sections of your intestine and hook up a new section where the villi is a little bit better, and they'll continue to do that until, one, your symptoms will subside because you are being hooked up to a new section, but now you have less intestines. You're supposed to have that amount of length of intestines in your gut in your stomach for a reason. But now you have a shorter run, and they never really tell you to change your diet. So we go back eating the same things, doing the same things. And then at some point in time, 10, 15 years later, you're tearing up that section of small intestines. And they're willing to cut out some more. But they never tell you that you can regrow these villi. These villi can regenerate themselves just by cutting out the things that are causing the damage. And when we cut out the things that cause the damage, then we can come back and add in the nutrition and really start to regrow and regenerate these villi. And once we start doing that, our digestion gets much better. People who also have digestive issues, if you want to know if you're gluten intolerant, if you ever had any issues with asthma, eczema, or any kind of dermatitis, skin issues, constipation, or diarrhea, it's highly likely that you are gluten intolerant. And so one of the things that we do within the company, which makes our success rate as high as it is that we make sure that we talk about this first. So many people are ready for you to try something. So many people are ready for you to take something. Just try this. Just take this. Drink this juice. Drink this thing. You know, it's going to help you. Take this vitamin. And we do it because we trust the person that gave us the information. And then we get no benefit. And then we say, oh, man, yeah, I've tried everything. You know, this doesn't work. That doesn't work. And nobody has sat down to talk to you to make sure that you've actually absorbed what it is that you took. And we find those things out through asking the questions of, do you have issues with asthma or eczema or constipation or diarrhea? Do you have problems digesting food? Do you have problems with acid reflux? And you ask these questions. And when you ask these questions, then you really understand that, okay, start at ground zero. And that's not giving you something that you're not going to absorb. That's dealing with the absorption problem and starting, again, with the gut. And through that process is the detox. And the detox is a liver detox, which the liver affects the amount of the regulation and production of cholesterol, hormones. So many things happen. The liver communicates with the gallbladder, or it works directly in line with the gallbladder. They're connected. It also communicates with the thyroid, especially as far as the production of estrogen, because the precursors of estrogen are made in the liver. Estradiol and estradiol are the precursors to estrogen. And so when your hormones get off and you find it's a thyroid issue, it's most likely it could be that your liver is toxic. People get gallstones, kidney stones, different, and with gallstones, the gallstones are what happens when the stones from the liver get, the liver gets so toxic that these stones don't have anywhere to go. And so the gallbladder becomes the overflow for the liver. And within the gallbladder, for as long as those stones sit, they become calcified. And then you get gallstones. And then you have to have those surgically removed, or if you have enough issues with the liver, then your doctor will just remove your gall. I mean, if you have enough issues with your gallbladder, the doctor will just remove the gallbladder altogether. And then now the liver doesn't have any help. And if you know of anybody who's had their gallbladder removed, ask them, what did the doctor do for their liver? And a lot of times they'll say, well, he didn't do anything. So to get the body back to ground zero in a place where you can start to absorb nutrition, where you can start to take nutrition, where you can start to just turn the health around, we start with that 30-day liver detox. And with that 30-day liver detox, it's going to do about two or three different things, major things. One, it's going to put you on a gluten-free diet, because most of the food that you will cook and that you can have while on this 30-day liver detox does not contain any gluten. So now you're giving the body a chance to heal itself. You're giving the small intestines a chance to heal itself. You're taking the digestive enzymes, where you're now setting up your gut with some healthy bacteria to be able to break down food. People, their benefit is weight loss. People lose anywhere from 10 to 25 pounds on this particular detox. Also, feeling better in the sense of less fatigue, less headaches. Foods that used to taste good, especially if they were bad foods, they aren't as palatable anymore, which means you'll taste them and they'll have a decent taste to them, but they just don't have that edge that they used to have. They just don't have that that made you crave them. A lot of the cravings will go away because the process of the detox, you're taking a meal replacement shake, which is a nutritional shake. So now you're getting the vitamins and minerals and things that you need within the body to allow it to detox itself, not only to detox itself, but also to allow it to put the good nutrition back. And so when you have cravings, your body's just asking you for different levels of nutrition, but it can't say, I need calcium or I need vitamin D. So It just says I'm hungry. And based on what your craving is what food you'll crave. So if you have a blood sugar imbalance, you'll crave sugar. If you have a craving for fried foods, then you're deficient in your essential fats. That's the proper ratios of your omega-3, 6s, and 9s. So your body's looking for oil. And on and on. So there's a lot of ways that this detox resets the body. And then once we get on the other side of that, then we start to introduce the rest of the nutritional protocols that's needed. So if somebody's dealing with a blood sugar imbalance, we have a blood sugar pack. If somebody's dealing with joint issues, we have a bone and joint pack. Heart and brain issues or any organ issues, we have a pack for that, heart and brain pack. And then we have a digestive disorder pack. And so we find that a lot of times within the detox, the digestive disorders almost become null and void or very, very manageable compared to what they are before you start to detox. And so we just continue you on an enzyme and some flora that's going to help promote good digestion and good absorption. And the other one of the things that makes what we do really, really unique is that you take things by body weight. And when you take things by body weight, you're assured that you're going to get the right amount of nutrition for your body weight. So if you have someone who's 300 pounds, they're going to require more nutrition than someone who's 150 pounds. But like within the medical system, they will say to you, you pick up a prescription or something over the counter, and it says if you're 12 years old to an adult, take two. There are some 12-year-olds that are 200 pounds, and there are some 90-year-olds that are 90 pounds. So who's getting enough and who's not? Who's getting too much? We don't know. But when we do it based on body weight, then we're sure that we're going to get the right amount of nutrition for our body weight. And so when we find that, you know, people get on a detox and they say, okay, well, what am I going to do after this is over? What's going to happen so I can keep this going? And I always tell them that's a very good question. And most of the time, the changes in the results you see are enough for you to keep it going. But also, adding in the proper nutrition that's needed so that you're able to absorb and you're able to better get nutrition within the body so that you're not having these hiccups and you're not having these issues and you don't fall off the wagon. And so this particular system is wonderful because it's going to do everything you need it to do and a whole lot more. And the other thing that really, really makes a big difference is when other people see you. I mean, that does nothing more for your confidence than somebody to see you and say, man, you look good. What have you been doing? Oh, I detox. What kind of detox did you do? Or what are you doing? What are you taking? And that is the best thing that you can do to be able to really, really keep this going and not get sidetracked and not have things happen to where you're not able to keep this up. Because once you start this level of health and wellness, you're not going to want to stop. And people are going to want to come along for the ride. And then once you've created that type of platform, now you have people listening to you and people watching you. And so there's an added level of pressure there to do things the right way and to keep it going. And one of the other ways that we help you is we have a wonderful support system. We have a wonderful team of people who are together. You know, we're doing the detox together. We're group texting one another. We're talking to one another. We're finding out who cooked what, who did what this week, you know, and that really helps because now what it does is adding a level of accountability. You know, people chiming in every day. And so, you know, we try to cover all bases. And really it just depends on how committed you are to making sure that the change in life and the change in yourself that you want to see is come to fruition. And so what I want to do is I want to have a couple of people who are going to be helping with or heading up the next detox come on and just take a few minutes to speak with you about how, you know, they're doing it and what they've done and how it's helped them to be able to change their life, their family's life, and then also kind of what to look forward to going forward. So the first person I'm going to bring on who I think is going to be doing some of the calls and some of the training for the detox team as things go along. The detox starts January the 5th. So we have people who've had their packs on order, got their packs ordered. You can still order your pack. It's not likely to come before it may come before the 5th. You can rush it if it's something that you really want to do. But we always encourage you start with a team or join a group, and you can do it on your own. And not only will you be doing it on your own in that sense, but we'll be here. You know, you can reach out to us. You can, you know, ask questions. You know, we'll definitely be here for you either way. It's not a one and done or a lone type of thing. But it's just with a group. You know, you got that camaraderie every day. You're texting every day. People are on, you know, several people are on the same day starting out. So you're kind of going through the same things at the same time. But either way, you know, we're here for you. And I think that, you know, we got people starting now, didn't start with a group. They started in December and maintaining. You know, it can be tough, but you got to stick with it, and it'll work itself out. The body wants to heal itself. The body wants to get well. The body wants to do the things that it needs to do to really make those strides and changes. So without further ado, I'm going to bring up La Helena, and she was with our detox team group where we did the detox together, and I think that was her third round, and so she's helping with in some capacity with the next group coming up. And so I wanted her, and she, and also she started a wonderful Facebook page. So if you're on social media, on Facebook, I'll have her give you that information as well, and we can get you chimed into that page because there's a lot of great information there, and I'll have her go over that and talk to you about that. Ms. La Helena, are you there?
Hi, yes I am. Hello, everybody. How are you?
How you doing? Good. How are you today? Happy Merry Christmas after day after.
Yeah, it's like everybody's, you know, trying to get their rest.
Right, exactly. Did you enjoy your holiday?
Yeah, I did. I did. Spent time with family and friends. We played game. I won $20, so I'm excited.
Oh, that's
about some polymers. Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go. So, just give us talk to us about you know, your role coming up with in January and the Facebook page that you created some time ago, and just give us a sense of you know, what's helped you with this detox and some of the people you've been able to help.
Sure. Well, I'll just go back into how I started.
Okay.
I was introduced to the detoxing by my friend Rosalyn, and she was sharing me with like stories and like pictures of like her friends and everything. So I'm the type of person where, you know, you show me a picture before and after, I'm like, I'm down. And especially if you know that person. And so, that's what got me excited, and I knew that I needed to change my eating habits because I was experiencing digestive issues, and I was bloated a lot. I was up and down on the scale, plateauing, and then sometimes I was just not getting any hope. I was trying my best to work out, and I thought I was eating good, but I didn't know that, you know, wheat and all that was something that my body was just not liking. So I ended up doing the detox, and I started October of last year, and so that was my first round, and then I enjoyed the results that I had. I had, like, flat belly results in, like, 11 days, so that really had got me excited because I've never even, like, done a program where I had experienced that result so fast. And so that's what really encouraged me. And then I start telling my parents, I start telling my friends, I start going on Facebook, hey, y'all. And that's what got me involved in helping others. And so I was able to help my parents. I was able to help my dad and my mom. They're like, my dad just turned 80, and he did 2 rounds and had great results. And my mom, she done 2 rounds, and she's 76, 77. And so to see people in that age group be successful in it and not have any workouts or my dad was dealing with congestive heart failure, and so he's been on certain prescription medications, but his second round actually he's no longer on medication. So that was something that really I think a lot of people are looking forward to, just being off medication. And he's been taking the other supplements as well through Youngevity, so that's really been helping him with that. But like this round that I just finished was my third round. And so it seems as though each round I experience something different with my health, that it's kind of just excites me, because that lets me know that my liver wasn't dirty. I didn't know it was that dirty, or I didn't know that I needed that many times. And so a lot of people, I just wanted to encourage those that may think that once may just be enough, or they may have done it once and then not gotten any results, but you may have to do it more than once. And so my third round, I ended up by me being a woman, you know, we deal with our monthly cycles, and I've experienced shorter cycles, which has really excited me, and just the health issues that I've been dealing with for since high school. So that really helped me out. So I am excited to, like, motivate others. I believe that's my calling. And I am always here for encouragement. And so when I was asked to help with the January 5th group, I was more than happy to help. And so, I'm to help with presenting the products and sharing with everyone, like, what to mix, what not to mix. I have videos on the Detoxing Your Liver group, which is the Facebook page. And I have videos on there sharing with you. I mean, I'm kind of silly, so some of those videos are me shaking up like supplements. And I just wanted to encourage those that whoever does this, please read all of the instructions and plan your days ahead, because some people actually get their product and then they think that they can start the same day, and I don't recommend that at all. So I just say, when you're a part of a group, you're going to get more help with certain days. Like this group that we had just finished, I had forgot that we were on a certain day. And so I was, you know, told, hey, we on the wrong day. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And so we were able to help each other out, and we were able to just swap out days and, you know, encourage each other, which is something that I think that this detoxing, it can get hard on some days, especially if you're not used to eating healthy. I'm just here to help. I'm here to help, and, you know, I don't have to know you to help you. And if you wanted to text me or inbox me on Facebook for any questions, I'm always here. And I don't know, I'm really excited. Oh, I wanted to share that since I had just done the detox, and I won't be doing it again until maybe October of next year, because I'm going to do it once a year. But I'm actually going to start over on day 3. So when everybody starts their day 3, I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to eat the same things. I'm going to have the same meal replacement shakes. I'm just not going to be doing the actual, you know, cleansing part of it. I'll just be having the detoxing teas and other cleansings that our company has. But yeah, so I'm excited about that. So I won't be out of the loop. I'll be on board with everybody. But I'm done, I think.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you for coming on,
sure.
And thank you for sharing. And you've always been a great help to all of us and those who needed support throughout. So it's good to have a veteran and someone not only just a veteran, but also has the results to back it up and prove it. So definitely appreciate you being on. Thank you so much. And now I want to, because I know her time is limited. I don't think I've met anybody as busy as Miss Terry, Coach Terry, that I'm gonna bring her on, and really just want her to. She's kind of heading up this team, this particular group, and just want her to just talk to you guys a little bit about what protocol or what lines of communication she has in place, as far as everybody kind of staying in touch and just her vision for this. I mean, she's a great coach, great leader, has built a large organization of people down in Florida and all across the United States and globally, just really helping. And she has so many different organizations she's created within the framework of this group, Sisters for Self-Care being a big one. And so without further ado, I just want to bring on Terry and just have her talk to you just for a few minutes. She was gracious enough to take time out of her schedule to come on. So I thank you so much for coming on. How are you today?
I am excellent, Donald. How are you?
I am doing good that I got to hear from you. Thank you for joining us tonight and just giving us a few minutes of your schedule.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. It's so great to be able to come onto this call. Like my partner, La Helena, this liver detox that we're launching January 5th is absolutely going to transform your life. And one of the things that I heard her share that is very vital and very important is to order your products early. Even though we're launching this January 5th, you can start later, but you can still be on the journey with us for 30 days. So we want to make sure that you are watching the videos on her Facebook group and that you also connect the Sisters for Self-Care, because you can get multiple amounts of information about how to detox your liver. Now, I've done this one other time. La Helena has done it three times. And one of the things I wanted to share about the liver, it is the largest organ inside of the body. It weighs about 3 pounds, and it's the size of a National Football League football. And by the time that you grow to adult years, I'm saying adult years would be 25 years of age, it would be about the size of a football. And it has a lot of essential functions. First of all, it cleans your blood. The second thing is it helps with metabolism, and it also helps store nutrients in the body. So it is a very important organ to take care of. And most people don't even detox their liver, or if they have done it, they didn't even recognize they were doing it. Anything of the citrus family is considered is detoxing the liver, or any type of vinegar. I think maybe some of us have grown up with the apple cider vinegar remedy. That's good for the liver. But this liver detox is 30 days, as La Helena shared. And the beautiful thing about it is that it really coaches you yourself on how to prepare better, healthy choices for your body. Is it a program that's going to help you lose weight? Well, we have a lot of fat cells in our body. And if your liver is fatty and you are carrying toxins in that liver that are fat, then you are going to lose the weight. One of the beautiful things, as La Helena shared, is the before and after pictures. I mean, I'm like her. You show me a before and after, I'm in, because I need to know exactly what happened. When I did this back in August 5th is when I started for the first time, I absolutely felt great. My skin was absolutely amazing, flawless. 600 calories a day of food, followed by a protein shake that you are able to order with the liver detox. In addition to that, you'll order the detox tea. So on certain days, you'll have the detox tea. The 600 calories that you get to consume are of your choice. So you're going to get a booklet inside of this cleanse, this detox rather, and I'm going to talk about the difference between a cleanse and a detox, because sometimes people can get it mixed up. But this detox will come with a booklet, and inside the booklet it will give you choices of the foods that you can have that will make up your 600 calories. There are some days during the 30 days where you won't have anything to eat. You'll only have two protein shakes, and you can drink water. But the first 3 days of this liver detox, as La Halina may have shared, is very crucial. It's crucial that you stay home. That is why we are starting it on a Friday night after work, because Friday night, Saturday morning, you will be close to your bathroom. And we don't want anybody making plans to go out January 5th, 6th, or 7th. That's just going to be home. It's the new year. Figure out what you're going to do. Make a plan right now. You're going to declutter the closet. You're going to clean out your pantry. You're going to straighten up your pots and pans. You're going to wash your laundry, or you're going to get some clothes together for the Salvation Army. Whatever you're going to do, just make a plan, because we want you close to home, because we have no idea what kind of toxins you're going to eliminate that day. Some people will eliminate Friday night when you're really supposed to eliminate on Saturday. You may pass stones, and they will be different colors. And so you want to document that, and you want to look at it. Of course, on the Sisters for Self-Care Facebook page, I'll be videotaping, and I am all about black and white, no gray in between, Donald will tell you. So I will be posting pictures, you know, just of what the stool looks like, because this is about your health, and your health is your greatest wealth. And we don't want anybody startled saying, what did I just pass, and should I go to the doctor, because I've never seen this before. We want you to be familiar with looking at what we're looking at. May not be the same, but it'll be similar. I'll say that. But it is great. The thing that I love about it is that I'm conscious about the choices that I make since I've done this liver detox, and I have energy, and I feel good about me taking care of me. And so I know that all of you that have decided to come on board, whether it's January 5th or it's January 12th, you know, as long as it's a Friday night, we want you to order the product. We definitely want you to get with Donald so that you can get that product ordered as soon as possible. We can order it tonight. We can order it tomorrow morning. It's going to take 4 to 5 business days to get to your door. We also want to make sure that you get that detox tea in addition, Donald. Got to order that detox tea in addition to the liver detox. And before I sign off, let me talk about the difference between a cleanse and a detox. This liver detox is specifically to detox the liver. And when you detox, you want to make sure any detox that you do that is specifically telling you what's being detoxed. Because when you detox, you can detox in 5 different systems, your skin, hair, your nails, your respiratory system, and your digestive system. Those are the 5 different systems that you can detox from. So when you take a detox, you need to start asking specific questions of what is this going to do, which organ is it going to target, and which system is it going to detox. When you're doing a cleanse, there are several different cleanses that are out there. There could be a cellular cleanse. We have 75 trillion cells in our body, so we do need to cleanse out our cells. So those can be cleansed, and that can be done with a shake or a liquid. And then you can also cleanse your digestive system, where you're just eliminating and you're just cleaning out the intestine. So you want to make sure that when you hear the word cleanse and you hear the word detox, that you are absolutely researching and asking the questions needed so that you can know what to expect when you go through any type of those different systems, whether it's a cleanse system or a detox system. Some people take a cleanse and they break out in red blotches all over their body because that's your skin reacting. You might have some impurities there. And some people, you know, don't eliminate at all with the cleanse and said, I'm more constipated. And so you got to know exactly what system it's targeting and what type of cleanse it is versus a detox. So I'm here to help as well. Donald, you can give them my information, and I'm here to answer any questions if anybody has any, but it's always been a pleasure. I always love to share about health and wellness. It is definitely my passion, and happy holidays to everybody. Happy New Year, and I'll turn it back over to you, Donald.
Thank you, thank you. Now, will you be doing, will y'all be doing a call in the morning or at some point
yes,
in time? Do y'all do?
So okay. Tomorrow morning, we'll be talking about the liver detox on the Sisters for Self-Care call at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That number is 712-432-8900, and the passcode is 57559. Again, that's 712-432-8900, and the passcode is 57559. We will also be doing a Zoom. It'll be La Helena, Betty, Janetta, and myself. So we will all do that Zoom coming up really soon. We're actually going to do it on January 2nd. That's a Tuesday. It'll be a Tuesday evening that we'll be doing that. And we'll put something out on social media for that. We want you all to be able to get that information and dial into Zoom yourself. You'll need your cell phone or your laptop computer. You're going to be able to see us. So you'll see all four of us as the trailblazers to kind of really get our people, if you will, you know, onto getting things done and taking care of ourselves, because that's really what it's all about. And so we're going to be able to be doing that on January 2nd, Donald. And then tomorrow morning we'll be talking about it and answering a lot of questions. This is a self-care call at 8 a.m.
Okay, cool. And do you know what time on the 2nd? Yes.
It's going to be 8 p.m. Eastern is what it's standing now. Might be 7:30 p.m. Eastern. We're anticipating a lot of questions for the call, so it may be longer than an hour. So we're thinking 7:30 to 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Cool. I will make sure that the necessary folk need to be plugged in. And this call is recorded, so we can make sure that if anybody needs any of this information or missed anything, we can send you a recording of the call. Thanks again, Terry. I definitely appreciate you taking time to come out. And everyone just so excited about January 5th. It's going to be a big deal, and a lot of lives going to be changed. So I appreciate you heading this up and the team and getting them going. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. Looking forward to it. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, folks. Man, you know, I'm so excited about, like I said, what we got going on coming up this holiday, New Year. It's one of the few times that you're going to be able to roll into the new year and have a plan in the sense of a system. You know, a lot of times we flounder around. I got to lose weight. I got to eat better. And we just kind of strike out. You know, we kind of try this, we try that. We go to the gym for a little bit. The novelty wears off, or we get injured, or different things like that, and you don't really have the oomph to continue it for whatever reason. And, you know, some of the people I've talked to throughout this journey, especially lately, you know, just like, look, I have to do something different. I have to lose this weight. I have to get healthier. And that's just where America is right now. And there's a huge paradigm shift going on where people are slowly getting away from the traditions of the medical system, and trying to do things more naturally, more holistically. Just anything natural, you know, people are about, and really, especially if they see results or they get great information from somebody they trust. And that's one of the things that has really pushed this platform over the top, because the system is amazing and nobody's asking you to get up and go to the gym at 5:30 in the morning. Nobody's asking you to, you know, exercise until your tongue falls out. I mean, people lose this weight. People get healthier. People get better toxins in the liver and changing your diet, which happens organically through the process of the detox. And then once you get there, you take a 30-minute walk every day. You know, you do some of the things that just to maintain that level of health. And really, that's what it's about. You get there, and it's maintaining, and it's prevention. And we all know prevention is the best medicine. And so to get this jump start and to really just get your body back to ground zero, we want to make better choices. We want to eat better. We want to do better. And I know that. I feel that. I see that. And just everyday people I talk to, I mean, it's not any person that just says, I want to be sick and miserable for the rest of my life. It's not any person that says, I'm going to eat this food no matter how bad it is for me. I'm just going to do it. I don't run across those kind of people. I run across people who genuinely have tried and tried and tried and tried to help themselves, have tried to do things differently, have tried different programs, have tried different things, but just wasn't really and even just the education, just being educated on the right information, a lot of times isn't enough to jumpstart you. And so I'm just always passionate about this level of life that we have, because we only get one. And every day we wake up, we start over with our health. Some days we fall off the wagon, but the next day we got to get back on. And we can't have more days that we fall off than days that we're on, because the more days we fall off, the faster they add up. We don't gain 30 pounds overnight, just like we don't lose 30 pounds overnight. But when you put in the proper system, along with the proper foods and the proper support, you can do it. You can lose 30 pounds in 30 days. You can lose 10 pounds in the 30 days. And people think, oh, well, I don't really have any weight to lose. I'm skinny enough. I truly don't need to lose any more weight. And the wonderful thing about the body is it will do exactly what it needs to do. It may not mean that you lose weight. It may mean that you gain better sleep. It may mean that your bowel movement habits are better. It may mean that your high blood pressure goes away. It may mean that your acid reflux goes away. So it's not always about weight. Some people don't need to lose weight. And so it's not a weight loss thing. And that's one of the things that I try to make people understand. This is not a weight loss fad. It's not a weight loss diet. It's a lifestyle. And it's cleaning out the most important part of your body so then it can help the rest of your body. And that's what this liver detox is going to do for you. And, of course, if anybody needs to reach out to me or reach out to the person that invited you on the call, but you need to reach out to me if you have questions. My phone number is 919-599-0916. Again, this call is a recorded call. So you can text me at that same number at 919-599-0916 if you have any questions about the detox or any questions in general, you know, about other things that we have that can help. You know, we have healthy coffee. We have healthy chocolate. We have healthy tea. So there's a lot of things that happens after the detox. When you say, okay, well, where am I going to get this food? I love coffee, but I know it's bad for me. Okay, well, there's something healthier that you can have as far as coffee goes. There's a healthy coffee that still tastes good. You know, what foods am I going to eat? And really, we have to look at this as a change in lifestyle. We just go back to eating good food, and that's what it really boils down to. And there are going to be times that you're going to cheat. It happens, and the body will let you know. Because when the body gets clean and you start to eat things that don't belong, the body can't figure out what to do with it. See, that filter, that liver has been gummed up for so long that we eat things that are bad for us. And by the time it hits us or the liver has to figure out what to do with it, it's like, man, I'm tired. Just go ahead and just find a spot over there somewhere. We'll figure out what to do with it later. But when that thing is fresh and clean and you eat something you're not supposed to eat, it's going to tell on you. So that's a great thing, too, because once the body's back in balance, it's in balance for good, and you have to just maintain it. And we have the system to do that as well. And that's why we do this on an individual basis. The detox is a blanket kind of for everybody who's starting out. But then after that, we meet and say, okay, let's look at what we still deal. Let's look at what we're dealing with. Let's look at how much weight we've lost. Let's look at what foods and what things that you think you're going to go back to that we need to modify and change. So we're here with you every step of the way. It's not just do this and then you're done. We're here with you every step of the way. We want to help you with the people and friends and family members that you have that start to see you and start to hear your testimony. We'll help you with them. We'll help you with what you need to do. And we'll just ride this wave going forward. And the bigger team of people that we create to do this every single month, the bigger the result going to be, the more lives we're going to save. And we're all going to be able to be happy and joyful and healthy. And in the climate of America right now, if we can just have that bit of health and have that bit of glimmer of hope with everything else that's going on around us, that's a great start. So we go into January already with a positive mindset, excitement, and just open-minded to the possibility of health like we've never had it before, or like we can remember back in the day in our prime, as we call it. So I'm so grateful that everybody, for everybody who took the time to get out on this call. I mean, it's a packed call the day after Christmas, you know, people just trying to get reacclimated to life. Some had work today, some got to go to work tomorrow. But the fact that you took time out to really get on this call says a lot. It says that you're really ready to make the changes, and we're here for you. We're here for you. And again, if anybody needs to ask a question, if you press 1 on your phone, it will cue me in to bring you on to ask your question. If you need to reach out to me or the person that brought you back on the call, give them a call, and we can field your question there as well. I think we have a question come in. Let me bring you on. I'm bringing on 443-825.
This is Brenda. Brenda Bryan Grayson. Mr. Donald Snowden, I just want to call and find out. My spirit has been haunting me about getting on this call to make sure. It started around 5 o'clock to make sure. So I guess it was John prompting me. I just want to find out whatever I can do to support you the way you supported my brother. So whatever I can ever do to help you to get things moving and keep them going, please let me know. I will be on the calls.
Brenda, I appreciate you so much for getting on. And you know, this is something that's, your support is just what's needed. And it's amazing that you taking the time to get on, and she will continue to get on, and really just, you know, letting people know that this detox, this way of life that they're currently living that's not conducive to them, and they're sick and they're suffering, that there is a better way. And we know there is a better way, and for you and what John meant to you, and, of course, what he meant to me and everybody else, every single one of these calls, as you're here in a few minutes, that I'll end my call without dedicating this call to him, any call that I have, because the bond that him and I had was amazing. And so for you to be here and to be on, man, that's just amazing to me. So thank you so much, and just continue to support it and continue to be here. And I love you so much, and it was so good seeing you a couple of weeks ago, and we just continue to, this mission is going to continue one way or the other.
Yes, it is.
Thank you so much.
You
were
always
there
for him. You were always there for him. He loved it, appreciated you so much. So whatever I can do to keep it all going, please let me know, okay?
Brenda, I love you. Thank you so much.
I love you too.
That's amazing. Thank you. Wow. So, yes, if there are any questions, if you have to reach out to me, feel free to give me a call. Again, my number is 919-599-0916. We will be here to help with the ordering of the detox, getting through the detox, what to do after, or just any particular question. It doesn't matter. Just give me a call. We're coming up on 8 o'clock, and we're going to get ready to sign off, because didn't want to keep this call too long with everything else that's going on with everybody getting over Christmas and everything. But again, you know, for you who have been on this call for any period of time, you know that my partner, my mentor, somebody who I looked up to growing up all my life, is not with us anymore. And he was just there. And he was always pushing this mission. I mean, every single day, pushing this mission, talking to people. He created, at 78 years old, created an organization, over 200, 300 people in his group, just by touching a few people here who've touched a few people, who've touched a few people, who've touched a few people. And he was always there to make sure he followed up and to make sure that he gave you the word that you needed, to love on you and to support you. And that's what he did for me. And so, you know, the void of this call, of his voice not being here, is something that's in a physical form, but the spiritual form is as strong as ever. And I will never stop doing this call, just on the strength of him and his mission and his passion for what we all believe in, but what we both strive to do every single week. You know, we talk several times a week about what we're going to talk about, how we're going to talk about, who we need to invite, you know, who we need to talk to, who we need to follow up with. Every trip to Maryland, I was at stopping by his house. We was meeting somewhere, brainstorming, just trying to take this thing and continue to push it so we can get that snowball pushed all the way uphill, and then it starts rolling downhill by itself. And I think we get into the top of that hill, and we just going to keep pushing. And when it goes down, we're going to push it down as well, because it's too many people out here that need what we have, and we just don't spend enough time trying to reach them. We buy gift cards for people for holidays. We buy presents. We refer movies that come out. We refer restaurants, but we don't refer health. We don't refer what makes us feel good. And a lot of times it's because we don't feel good. But this detox, this system, this program, this company, everything that's in place here is here to make that life change separate, to make that life change different, so that you can use that testimony to save family and friends, the ones you care about. So, John, again, this show is for you. It's always been for you. You were instrumental in helping us get started back again on June the 20th when we decided to pick up and start it over again. We did it for a couple years, kind of fizzled out, and we said, you know, we're going to change the platform to the radio show platform. That's been a great, great help. And then I said, you know what, I got to push it even more, and that's why we're going live on Facebook next week. I'm going to make an announcement for that. And so, you know, we really going to be here. We're not going anywhere. Longevity is a company that's been around for 20 years and is strong as ever, publicly traded, and it's getting stronger and stronger, and it's increasing by the millions. We're a global company. So we're not just here, not North Carolina, not Maryland, all over the United States, and in 26 other countries, you can find Longevity. So it's a household name. And you will learn more about it as you learn how you feel. You learn about this company through your results, not by anybody bragging about it, not by anybody telling you anything. We let the results speak for themselves. We'll be back here next week, January 2nd. We'll have some the Zoom call that'll be going on, so we'll make sure that we have that information to the ones who are starting the detox. And then I'll also have information about the Healthy Body Challenge, which is coming up in January as well. And the Healthy Body Challenge is going to be wonderful, because now you'll be able to use the results from your detox, especially for those who enroll in the Healthy Body Challenge, to now catapult you to all kinds of awards and prizes, and I mean on a national level, where Longevity will pay for you to come to San Diego. They will give you training if you win. One of the Spartan members on our team won last year. They flew him out, I mean, gave him the red carpet treatment. And this is just because you've been doing the right thing for your health. That's it. It's nothing else besides doing what you're supposed to do, and you get recognized like a rock star. And so I'm excited about that. So we'll have the information for the Healthy Body Challenge next week. And the Facebook page is, there's two of them. Well, the main one, well, there are actually two. So there's Sisters for Self-Care. That's Sisters, number four, Self-Care. And if you text me, I will add you to those groups, because you got to be approved. And then there's the other one just escaped me. Let me get – Lahalina, tell me what – give me that detox page again. It just forgot me. You there? Okay, give me 1 second. Let me get that right quick so I can
– Hello.
Giving you
Hello.
The right page.
I'm sorry. Are you here?
There you are. Yep, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was muted. I muted myself. It's detoxing your liver.
Detoxing your liver. And the detoxing is spelled out with, like, fruits and vegetables, so you'll know it when you see it. But it is – thank you so much. Just trying to get that straight in my mind. Detoxing your liver. Is that spell that for? Is that how does it go?
Yeah, it's Y-O-U-R. So detoxing, I-N-G, and your Y-O-U-R, and liver, L-I-V-E-R.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. No problem.
So detoxing your liver, And like I said, the detoxing is spelled out with detox is spelled out with carrots, fruits, and vegetables. And we'll add you to that group, as well as the Sisters for Self-Care group. And that you can stay plugged in. And then also the Zoom call that's next week. And so, you know, there's going to be support here. There's no reason you should have to do this on your own, and you won't have to do it on your own. So, again, I appreciate everybody getting on tonight, and we will be back here at 7 p.m. next week. Please, please, please invite friends, invite family members. We're going to be discussing next week's topic is going to be, again, a little bit more about the detox and getting started. And then I'm also going to be doing blood sugar imbalances, which is your diabetes, your ADHD, narcolepsy, anxiety, depression. We're going to go over all of that, all the things that are housed in the blood sugar imbalance next week. So that'll be the first Facebook Live call. And so you dial into the same number, or you'll be able to get on Facebook Live. My Facebook is Donald Snowden, just like my name, D-O-N-A-L-D-S-N-O-W-D-E-N. So you can send me a friend request, and we'll get you in, and you can join the Facebook Live call next week. So if you're not on the physical call, you can be on Facebook Live and comment there. So super excited about that. And like I said, we're taking this thing to higher and higher levels. You know, there's no point in being stagnant with something so great. There's no point in not sharing something so great. So with that being said, Happy New Year, everybody, because our call will be the second. So the day after Christmas, we're here, and the day after New Year, we're here. So we're going to be bringing in 2018 with a bang. I love you all. Thank you so much for being here. Everybody have a safe and happy New Year. Hope you had a blessed Christmas, and we'll see you next week. Good night.